Joel, and thank you all for coming out. I'm Jeff Botkin. I live in Tennessee with my family. And quick story about Rush and what I have learned from him and what I've learned from many of you. When he was fighting in the trenches back in the 1960s and the 70s, going head-to-head with the government school system, I was Exhibit A as a kid who was in that system being discipled to become a Marxist. And it worked. I mean, that was my family, that was my church, that was my theology. I learned it, and in 1975, the Lord saved me out of that. And I was completely biblically illiterate. And I had been completely programmed and discipled to follow a completely different law and a completely different theology. And I am so thankful that I was able to find a copy of Institutes in Biblical Law on a shelf. And I remember the day that I did. I was a young Christian. The Lord had given me a heart like David's. I loved the law of God, and I was so frustrated to see that the evangelical American community didn't seem to get it. I mean, when I would read David, "Oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine." And I would look at these Christians, having been a Marxist, and say, "You guys have no idea how many enemies you really have. You have no idea how much you need the law of God. Why don't you delight in the law of God?" And then when I find this book by this man with the strange name, it answers every question I had about how you begin to apply the law of God. And I was so relieved to see that. And I devoured it. And later I was able to, before Rush died, I was able to meet him twice. And you can imagine what this young Christian would do. I mean, he was so gracious to me to answer questions that I would have for him. And my last meeting with him was in a hotel in Washington, D.C. We were at a conference together, and it was breakfast time, and I looked over, and there was Dr. Rush Dooney sitting down all by himself. And I made a beeline to his table to sit down and ask him more questions, and he was, again, patiently just going through and answering questions. And I noticed the lady sitting in the table next to me, listening to him talk about theology, and I forget the topic we were on, but Rush was expounding the law of God. I think we were talking about judgment. And she was listening and leaning closer, and actually becoming more and more and more horrified by what she heard. And finally, she was so indignant. She put down her silverware and leaned over and said, "You don't believe that God would do something like that." And I'll never forget Rush's answer. He said, "Madam, if he is who he says he is, and if he means what he has written, of course I believe that he will do these things." But that's what Rush believed, and that's how he lived, and that's how he taught. In Psalm 112, it says, "How blessed is the man who fears the Lord and who greatly delights in his commandments." And that's the testimony of Dr. Rush Dooney. He feared the Lord and he greatly delighted in his commandments. And that's what I learned about what it really looks like in a man who will do that. And the next verse says, "His descendants will be mighty on the earth." And tonight, you know, 50 years on in this celebration, I'm one of Rush's descendants. I'm his spiritual son. And I really want to be, I want to be a faithful steward of everything that he poured into my life through his books. I mean, he was my spiritual father. I mean, he was by far more influential in my life than any other man ever has been. Because of how he taught and what he taught. And he taught me what it looked like. Well, David taught me what it looked like to really delight in the law of the Lord. And Dr. Rushdoon has shown me what that looked like in a contemporary man of my generation. So the scripture says, his descendants will be mighty on the earth. And I want to be mighty by doing exactly what Martin said, building the foundations and not looking to myself, but looking beyond that to the next generation. And by God's grace, that's what I've been doing. So let me just show you. If I don't know what Rush was praying years and years ago about the 50th anniversary, but Isaac, would you stand? I want to just, some of my children who are here, Anna, Elizabeth, where is Elizabeth? She's in the other room talking. Noah, go ahead and stand up. Okay, here are some more descendants that I believe by God's grace who have read Rushdoon and who are applying it and are talking about it. And they're using it in their own writings. And yes, they're being persecuted just like Rush was. And praise God for that. Okay, you can sit down. I just wanted to say, this is what I want us to be able to see, that we invest in our children and our grandchildren, they go on. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Will be blessed. And that's what I pray for all of you and all who are benefiting from the work of Dr. Rushdoony. All of you at Calcedon, Mark, where's Mark? Mark, I want to thank you for honoring your father and standing up, continuing his work. I mean, you're a mighty man in the land because your influence is extending so far. I appreciate that so much. It's a good example to my children. It's a good example to everyone who knows you. So may the Lord continue to cause his word to run rapidly and be glorified, and it is being glorified in the work of Calcedon. Joel, thank you.